If your family circle joins my family circle, they'll form a chain. I can't have a chink in my chain.
Digital Flood.
DJ Digital Flood!
Mary at the Disco!
Cha-cha at the Disco!
And Slip K on the couch, or bed, whatever this is. It's a bed,
it's
right?
It's a bed, yes.
Woohoo! I'm on the bed!
This week we got DJ Slip K in studio.
Woohoo!
He does his own show on a weekly, bi-weekly basis.
It's like been a month.
It's been a month.
Because okay. I'm lazy.
Alright, well he does do his own pirate radio type of thing. We brought him on here today, he's going to be choosing the songs. And we're actually just reading through the news today. Coca-Cola has announced that they're coming out with a new beverage that they're going to release in France first, because it's that
awful.
Great a drink, yeah. They figure if anyone's going to like it, the French are going to like it.
Or they'll just kill off the French population.
Either way, it's a successful drink.
Exactly.
So they're calling it Coca-Cola Black, B-L-A-K.
And they didn't have a working C on the keyboard.
They did. Yeah, they were missing the C on their keyboard, I guess.
That's cool. That's
so, what happens with this drink is they actually, they're mixing it with coffee and Coke together in a
Ew.
Lightly carbonated package. They're calling it an adult lifestyle drink, which totally makes me reminisce about a little product that me and Pete have come across that I'm sure other people have, Budweiser BE, which, of course, is their energy drink. And me and Pete one day, we were sitting in the bar, and they had
like
the BE out. You remember that? The BE booklet out?
Oh, my God.
And you remember the
God.
Combos that they recommended mixing with...
They're like, mix turpentine with motor oil and Bud Light, and you'll get this great black mush of junk or something like that.
Yeah, like they talk about like martinis and all these other things, and anyone who knows anything about... liquor knows that you don't mix liquor and beer generally on purpose.
But they're trying, like, it's the greatest thing. Mix Budweiser with any liquor you can find in the cabinet, and it'll be the best drink in the world.
So I guess that's what Coke's going for. Either that or some sort of breakfast drink. So, I don't know. But we're going to go into our first song. What do we got, Pete?
We got some Fear Factory, Mr. Chris.
Fear Factory, awesome song to start off with. Digital Flood Pirate Radio, DJ Digital Flood.
Mary at the Disco!
Slip Kay in the bed.
Yay.
And Scow just walked in
the room.
Scow
in the door.
Yay.
And I keep coughing.
Into the music.
Hi, Chris.
Ready, ready, done.
fucking foul play. Yeah, I'm not gonna kill anyone. You swear this man, I'll make him scrub you all. What's in it yet, motherfucker? Do you think you'll live forever? I have no qualms about a bone rag in your hair. Take it, motherfucker. You're in the real world now. I don't deserve what you say. I don't deserve to be the victim. We'll be right back.
Slip K.
Scal!
From the east or the west.
And Melissa back there.
It matters not.
Hi.
And my cat.
Meow.
A lot of people in one little bedroom.
Cat has gas today.
We were just talking about our favorite Jerry Springer in-between commercials.
Because
Jerry Springer obviously has the best commercials. Would everyone agree on that?
Hey, Chris.
Yeah, well, no one that wants to be between Jerry Springer's shows, except for like the really cheesy Lawyers and Appliance City.
Appliance City. Chris, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
You got a Ford Focus?
I do.
Trade it for cash.
Really?
Chris.
You see your cat in the corner there?
Yeah.
Trade it for cash.
No way.
Yeah.
You can trade anything for cash.
Apparently. Which it comes in really handy in case I need cash to buy more stuff.
Cash. Trade your cash for cash.
Trade your cash for cash.
Oh, I lost my 20. I got a bunch of singles.
I got $20 on my 20.
The recap, we started off with Fear Factory Transgression, and then we went to The Haunted three times. And we ended up with Trivium Rain.
.com.
.org.
I don't like .org. It's like free. So who don't want free?
Free is bad. Why? Because you can't trade it for cash.
Exactly. You can't trade free for cash.
Never in a million
years.
You'd
be surprised.
So we can trade Scout for cash because Scout's free. We pass him around like a French.
Or can I trade Charles Heston for cash?
I don't know if Charles Heston, dead? I think, comes equipped with a gun. No, that's Richard Pryor.
Oh, Richard Pryor, yeah. Yes.
Which kind of stinks because he's kind of like the original Chappelle, original Chris Rock.
Yeah,
and he was
old
funny.
School. Yeah, you know, back in the day when he was hepped up on coke.
That cat's tail got sacked.
Yeah, it did.
The good old days.
Uh-oh. We're going to get back into it. I have no idea what we're getting back into.
Let's get into a random metal song, Chris.
Random metal song. I'm picking Demons and Wizards.
Demons and Wizards!
Digital Flood Pirate Radio.
I saw that.
Georgette saw it.
Georgette saw it!
In case you didn't know, there's a lot of chaos in this room right now.
It's pretty insane.
Let's hit play. We'll be right back.
mirror right there. Why don't you take a look, okay? You're white.
DJ Digital Flood.
Step on the side of the highway. So many lives there in an unfallen blood strolling up my heart. So strong, still a need for so long. Down, fear and emptiness. I'm lost in the dark.
That is one catchy ass tune.
I was getting into it, man. Journey.
We were running around the room. We took our clothes off and we sung Journey. The man trade ensued just like last night at the Christmas party.
Everybody grew a mullet.
And the Christmas party was pretty crazy last night.
Yeah, some of us don't remember half the night.
I do. I remember the whole night, actually.
I do too, but John and Jim can't say the same.
Shout out to them. They partied up last night.
They're drunk bastards. I love you guys.
I think Jim is still drunk. I drove Jim home. Because Jim couldn't drive his own truck.
We're on Digital Flood Pirate Radio here. DJ Digital Flood.
Married the Disco.
Pete on the couch.
Go!
Grouch on the cat! Download it off of digitalflood.com, our weekly chaotic event. Seeing how many people we can shove in one room.
Okay, that was funny.
What?
Your daughter ripped one.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. I'm so immune to it. You know, when I rip one, like, entire cities die.
He peels off your bedroom walls. Yeah. That's why he has flowers on his walls now.
I have no knowledge of what you're talking about.
Yeah, props to Chris's flowers on his walls, by the way.
This is a hardcore bedroom, what can I tell you? We start off with Demons and Wizards, Terror Train, went to the Red Chord with Ant-Man. Mm-hmm. Not to be confused with
Scatman.
Ants Marching.
I don't know.
Or Slayer.
Or Al Gore.
And then
Journey, Any Way You Want It.
No and then.
And Any Way You Need It.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Can't resist that catchy hook.
And it's that time of the night again. It's time for
the scene clip of the week.
No.
And Torture at the Disco.
And Groucho on the monitor.
What is the scene clip this week?
Fall Out Boy covering Joy Division's Love Will Tear Us Apart.
No!
Oh, you know you like it.
So emo. You're going to cry in the corner.
Morgan would eat her face.
Yeah, she would.
I might have just passed my face.
If I have no face.
All right, DJ Digital Flood.
Mary at the Disco.
Emo Slipcase.
Let's go.
And Torture at the Disco.
Torture's awfully at the Disco.
You know, I had a waffle today and it was awesome.
It was amazing.
Explosion.
Best waffle ever.
And ambitions are low, and resentment rides high, but emotion won't grow. And we're changing our ways, taking different roads.
Love will tear us apart again. Is my timing that flawed? Our respect runs so dry. Yet there's still this appeal that we've kept through our lives. Expose, get a taste in my mouth as desperation takes hold. Is it something so good just can't function no more.
actually got really quiet in here. You would not know there were like seven people in this room. I'm not
sure what to really say.
You could compliment me on my hair.
Did you just tease it for your live journal pictures?
I did.
Oh.
I used the auto capture feature on my camera, so I've got new photos for my blog.
You know, guys, I want to be a real ass and say I'm much more emo than either of you. Go away.
But your pictures are in black and white,
but
though.
But if we're going to talk about emo-ness or scene-ness, I think I'd be the queen.
I'm the freaking king of the heap right here. You can't beat me.
All right, fag muffin.
I'm just staring over the MTV.com top stories.
.com!
And I'm noticing one of the headlines says that Scott Stapp, ex-Creed singer, got attacked by 311 on Thanksgiving.
So 311 took care of what I wanted to do forever.
Isn't it amazing that Nick Hexum, of all people, would assault Scott Stapp? I think there's some ironicity in the whole thing, and you know.
I thought there was a waiting list to kick his butt, though.
I know, they jumped ahead.
Damn,
jerk.
Isn't that Fred Durst? You have to, like, sign up?
Yeah.
Wait.
I'm sure there's, like, an online place you can log on and get in line.
It's like, petition online. I would like to kill Fred Durst.
There's also talk of unreleased Dimebag material coming out. Vinnie Paul, his brother, saying that there's tons of stuff recorded before he died, enough for a new Damage Plan LP, and then some. Do you think it is possible that Dimebag Darrell is going to be the first Tupac for metal, where they just managed to release album after album years after the poor guy's dead?
Well, he had a bunch of Pantera stuff worked on also, I believe.
It's conceivable.
Yeah, they've got DVDs, they're saying, Pantera stuff.
The fourth Pantera DVD they're supposed to do.
I mean... If you die nowadays, apparently dying is not enough to end your career anymore.
No, they open up like the hidden vaults of doom.
I hear Johnny Cash's new album's coming out next week.
Really? It leaked, already got it.
That's a bold-faced lie.
You know, so, well, there you go. I guess that's music for you.
The bridge is out! Get to the chopper!
And Chris is fat.
The scene kids can rejoice. CBGB's is going to be open till Halloween 2006. Already promised. The landlord is letting them go for the $35,000 a month property cost alone, just what the property costs. So the renter, the landlord, will, you know, not be making any money off of the renter. So they're going
to
be open till.
Nobody knows what a CBGB's is.
I know. I haven't heard anything good in CBGB's
local crap,
in years.
Really.
So
that's why they're going out of business, because nothing good plays there anymore.
But you know what?
I like chicken.
I like you.
There's no wall in that place. It's all stickers. And the bathroom is disgusting, which makes it awesome.
Awesome.
It has the most disgusting bathroom
on the face of the earth. I think if you actually go in the bathroom and lick the bathroom floor, not only can you catch several STDs, but also I think it ups your punkness about
you are the most punk. Well, you'll be dead.
For the 30 seconds you're alive and convulsions on the floor.
Before you catch AIDS of the face.
And if you're a metal artist, you can release about 30 more albums because they've recorded it.
They recorded you gurgling on the floor for a whole album of.
This is the Gargling in the Morning mix.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Your room was hot as balls, just so you know.
I actually have the window open, believe it or not, too.
It's only open to crack, though.
Like in. A cat's ass crack or something?
Well, I'll open it some more.
Yes, I said crack.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I like a very toasty bedroom.
Is that true, Chris?
I love it.
I just turned into freaking Schwarzenegger. I don't really sound like him at all.
Who's Schwarzenegger?
did you say the N-word on the radio? The FCC is going to stick a pipe bomb in your ass.
Speaking of Schwarzenegger.
Schwarzenegger?
Schwarzenegger.
Now that nobody can pronounce his name.
Arnold,
do the right thing. Don't kill Tukey Williams.
Kill Mexicans, though. Because nobody likes Mexicans.
That's fine, but not Tukey.
Can you say that? Yo, man, you were awesome in Terminator. You're not listening to this. Damn
it! All
if right. I get a call from Arnold tomorrow, like, telling me he killed some Mexicans, I'd be really happy.
If you download this show by mistake, you're probably wondering why you even got to it. But
yeah. At
this point, it's too late. You might as well continue listening. And we do this on a weekly basis.
Unfortunately, we make fun of another race or gender each week.
Oh, yeah!
We start out with Full Out Boy, Love Will Tear Us Apart.
Boo!
Love will tear us apart.
Iron Dissonance, Play Dead and I'll Play Along. And finished up with Dark Kane, Layers of Lies.
Oh, yeah, that's sweet.
And we're going to get back into the music now.
Let's play some Emperor, Chris.
Yes,
Emperor.
Good.
And I believe you guys are going to see Emperor.
Emperor's
next
reuniting
year.
For a couple of shows this or well, next year.
And we spent a lot of money.
Yeah. And
to go see them.
We're going
to
go see them in BB King's. $50 a ticket. It's not that bad to see them.
And they're going
to
sell out.
$50 for
probably
a show?
Probably already sold out.
Single artist by themselves.
They haven't done anything.
$50?
You got to understand, Emperor hasn't played in the United
About
States for how many years?
I don't
seven
even know
years,
who they are,
years.
But $50
seven
for
years.
A show?
7 or 8 years.
This is going to be the only time they're going to play on the Northeast. So if you haven't
that's
gotten
like,
your tickets...
It'd be like if the Beatles rise from the dead and reunited, you'd pay $50 to see them.
John Lennon's totally dead.
I totally like Emperor.
Mark David Chapman blew his fucking head off. Oh man, I shouldn't have said that.
Well, we're going to get into some Emperor. Like I said, get those tickets if you haven't, or you're going to miss a good show.
Sorry, John Lennon fans.
Foot.
No, those are on the right foot. DJ Digital Flood.
Mary did a sco.
I'm Georgia at
the I like chicken
slip head.
Sco!
I love it at the
Groucho the cat.
Back into it.
Hell yeah.
Now back to the music.
my skin. All this momentum is doing me in. Fuck it all, fuck this world, fuck everything I desire for. Don't belong, don't accept, don't give a shit. Don't ever judge me. And don't you fucking judge me.
So now it's a lot quieter.
Nope.
Oh, she's back just in time.
I jinxed it.
I know a lot of people here are local fans of Orange County, and I want to talk about the Chants a little.
I'm not a fan of Orange County.
You suck. Let's talk about the Chants. You know, there's a few people.
That's in Ulster County, by the way.
Okay, well, screw Ulster County.
I prefer Jersey.
Let's talk about Chants.
You lost like 10 scene points.
Let's talk about...
No, New Jersey has the biggest scene thing ever.
Ever.
You know. Shut up! You're retarded.
Oh,
and
my
you
God.
Smell funny and you're old.
You're close to death,
you're Pete. Tacky and I hate you.
Your age is much greater than...
Well, Chris is fat.
Yeah, but he's a lot cooler than you
I'm
are.
I'm rubbing Chris's head. I'm rubbing
you
Chris's head.
And I'm like, Fallout Boy.
I liked Fallout Boy before they were on MTV. You like Slipknot. Everybody in the whole freaking world knows who Slipknot is.
I like In Flames when they were in diapers.
They're just as big as Fallout Boy, but they're just not on TRL.
Goodness, I
cry. You probably would.
I like Slipknot when they were
emo.
In diapers.
I'm emo!
Love.
Take a deep breath.
The weird in the sky keeps on burning.
I'll take the rapist for 500, Alex.
That's therapist.
Okay, Sean, that's what I said, the rapist. Okay.
So, back to the Chants.
When you go to the Chants, everybody's got a chance to notice. There's this one homeless dude who I have coined Crackhead Bob.
Crackhead Bob's awesome.
Everybody calls him that. Because one time he was really stoned out of his gourd. He comes up to me, he's like, I'm Bob Dylan. Now, this is the thing you gotta do with Crackhead Bob. He'll come to your window when you pull up the park. If you don't give him a quarter, he won't leave you alone. You give him 15 cents, you're screwed. Will you stop?
Gavin's got a beaver in his face.
I'm punching the crap out of this beaver.
Gavin enjoys beaver in his face.
I enjoy punching beaver. Oh, that's on the air.
That's a personal problem.
Hey, you got
more. You got more beaver in your face.
The bridge is out!
So you gotta give Crackhead Bob 25 cents or he doesn't leave.
Yeah, and once you give him 25 cents, he's good. He's like,
he's just out.
He's
like, yo, I watched
your
car.
Now, if you got like 100 people there, that's like
125 cents.
Yeah.
Crackhead Bob has his market staked out. He knows the Chants customers. He hits them regularly. One time he tried to sell me half of a broken CDR.
When I went there, I never saw this dude.
I love this guy. And then there's this other Yahoo. I love this guy. Whenever there's a mosh pit, these big burly guys with no shirts and bald heads are just kicking the crap out of each other. And this jackass is in the middle of the pit just going, duh, just hopping up and down, dancing. He gets plowed into a wall like a freaking steamroller. Gets right back up. Duh.
And that was the best. Plow. That's a good word.
That is a funny word.
Plow.
There were a lot of plows out the other night.
Yeah.
You know what's the funniest word in the history of mankind? Galoshes. Galosh! No one's arguing because it's the truth.
So when you plow your galoshes,
well, that's just...
That's hilarious.
That's hilarious.
That's the cat's ass.
But if you, that's hilarious.
It is the cat's ass.
What?
Speaking
what?
Of cat's
if you,
ass.
If you could plow some galoshes.
That sounds ridiculous.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Well,
can I tell my favorite joke ever? Can I, guys?
Go ahead. We got time for the favorite joke.
Why did the boy fall off the swing?
Why?
He had no arms. That's great.
That's horrible.
I told you you're the only one that thinks that's funny.
It cracks
the
me up.
The cat laughed. Come on.
That's really insensitive.
I know it's insensitive.
Well, you have arms. It's not insensitive to you.
Yeah, but what if you know someone that doesn't have arms?
Well,
then
they'll be offended by my sense of humor.
They can kick your ass because they have no arms.
I can kick you, but then I'll fall over.
That's so mean. I saw this kid on Oprah. He had no arms or legs.
Who watches Oprah?
I watch Oprah.
What, are you trying to screw a
lawnmower? That's why you're so emo, because you watch Oprah.
Hey,
you have ugly glasses.
Why couldn't I have been on Oprah one day? She had
ugly
free
shoes.
Cars.
I like my shoes. I don't like your sweatshirt.
I don't like your shoes.
You're a big poopy head, you
what
know.
What a nice pearl necklace you have there.
Earlier we were talking about Jerry Springer, and our show's turned to Jerry Springer.
They're like ridiculous, though.
We'd like to take this time to thank you for downloading the show.
Jerry,
tune in next week.
I don't like blacks.
And we'll have on the GW's crew, Kevin, Morgan, a bunch of other people. I'm DJ Digital Flood.
Mary at the Disco!
DJ Slipkin, who's not... really that racist.
Nobody knows what's going on in this room. It's chaos.
Grab
no
the cat.
No Georgette at the disco?
She's tired.
You know, I just want to say, Lars Ulrich, you suck. The bus should have fell on Lars.
Definitely should have. What are we closing with?
We're closing with Lamb of God, Black Label.
Oh, that's that heavy metal crap those kids listen to.
Those faggots who like that heavy metal.
What's wrong with those kids? They should be listening to
that Lamb of God band who sucks cocks.
Sucks cocks. And I really emphasize the little ass. Oh my God, I feel like a jackass.
Digital Flood Pirate Radio! See you next week.
Woo-hoo!
Bye!